USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Wednesday after 2 days of clashes with American security forces, but tensions between the United States and Iran remain high and could spill over into further violence. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She reminds us.
In the last couple of days, we saw this Iranian-backed Iraqi militia group in Iraq conduct a strike against a base that killed an American contractor. And so this was predictable. We responded. It was our right to do so. And the challenging part now is to make sure that we are communicating that we will continue to compel Iran not to continue these strikes.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first winter storm of 2020 could bring up to a foot of snow to the Colorado Rockies and Cascade Mountains of the Pacific Northwest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One of the top scams of 2019 was when you went on your computer, you would get an error message that said it was from a big name company like Google or Microsoft, and it would tell you to call an 800 number to have your computer fixed and unlocked due to a possible virus. Well, these are all scams and things that we shouldn't do. Maury Haber is a cybersecurity expert with Beyond Trust, and he says,
the threat actors typically want you to sit in front of your computer, change settings, alter your computer in order for them to compromise it.
As far as what to do if you come across one of these attacks?
When you come across one of these pop-ups or voice phishing attacks, the best thing to do is just hang up and close the window. If need, reboot your computer.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he'd be willing to testify in the Senate's impeachment trial of the president and added that he would like the opportunity to try the case himself. Giuliani making his comments on New Year's Eve at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is set to sign phase one of a trade deal with China coming up on January 15th. And according to White House National Trade Council Director Peter Navarro, it's going to keep the economy moving in the right direction.
I think that I think 2020 needs to be the year where we have a very candid discussion. I think what President Trump has done beautifully in his first 3 years in office is changed the discussion about China prior to him taking office. It was economic engagement is going to turn them into a democracy. Today, I think there's a clear-eyed view amongst the American people on Capitol Hill. And the president has taken a hard line and gotten really good results from China. But this cyber espionage is intolerable, as is the killing of Americans with fentanyl. So I think those are going to be two 2020 important issues.
Judge Don McSpadden of the 16th Judicial Court is recusing himself from a child custody lawsuit brought against former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The lawsuit filed alleges that Biden and Bates were in a relationship and had a child together that was born in August of 2018. Roberts has filed for child support and a request for Biden to pay health care costs for the child. A DNA test revealed that Biden is the father of the baby with scientific certainty. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.